SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Sandpiper Cottages in Bochum's Bay ondersteun kus tot kruin, want ons gee om vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre en ek gee om vir die omgewing ook en ons allemaal en ek het hier so man wat ons nou mee gaan praat, Scott Thompson, maar ek gaan hom nou voorstel, maar eers wil ek net sê, dit is koud en ek hou nie van koue nie en ek nou vir Danny gevra om die lugreëling in die kantoor 'n bietjie warmer te maak, so sê hy kan hom nie warmer maak nie, so sê ek maar sit hom af. Nou ja mense, môre en om julle bietjie warm te kry hierso, kan julle luister na ons gesprek wat ons vanmôre gaan hê met Scott Thompson. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Fred. Good to be back after 5 years.
Yeah, the first time we got Scott in an interview was in 2020 and that was still in Hartenbosch and we had to carry Scott up the stairs in his wheelchair. Poor father had a hard time that day and we never went back there again because I wouldn't want to carry Scott up. Not that he's a hell of a big guy, but he's not a dwarf either. And it's a difficult to carry him up steps. But Scott, thank you very much for coming. And if I can just introduce Scott. Scott's a guy that he's the chairman of the Groot Brak Bavaria. Is that correct, Scott?
100% correct.
Scott, you're in a wheelchair. Why?
Why? I, at the age of 23, was sitting in the back seat of a car that spun on Nelson Mandela Boulevard in Cape Town, and I got into a car accident that smashed onto the wall, and the ambulance people pulled me out the car with no neck brace, thinking I was drunk. And then when I got to the hospital, they dropped me off the stretcher onto my head. So it was a series of unfortunate events which led me to be a C5, C6 incomplete quadriplegic at the age of 23.
And why didn't you give up on life?
Because life is too important, Fred. We have choices that we can make. We can sit back and feel sorry for ourselves. Otherwise, we can actually look back at tragic incidences like my accident and think this is actually a beginning of a new life instead of the end of old.
Scott, why do you choose the environment?
Fred, it's always been a cornerstone of my family growing up, the environment.
Mm.
My father was at one stage when I was very small, the chairman of the Botanical Society in Kirstenbosch. My sister is involved in conservation, so is her husband. I grew up at 12 years as a Boy Scout. The environment has always been our passion. It's been our place where we go to seek refuge during holidays. It's where we celebrate ourselves as a family.
Well, we're dedicating this program to environmentalists and people who care about our environment, and we should all care about our environment. But let's have a little bit of music and then we'll go back and we'll have a general discussion on the environment and what Scott sees in the future and what he's doing at the moment.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Ons praat vanmôre met Scott Thompson van Groot Brak Bavaria en ek is 'n groot bewonderaar van Scott en sulke mense soos Scott fysische beperkingen het, maar dit het nie laat stilstaan, dat hulle jammer voel vir hulle self nie, en hulle het nou, so Scott het nou een richting gevind wat hy graag bydra wil maak, een positieve bydra na die lewe. Scott, you are the chairman of Groot Brak Bavaria, and have been for how long?
I think if memory serves me correctly, Fred, 5-6 years, voted in as chairman.
And what do you do in Groot Brak as chairman? What is your vision for Groot Brak and for the greater Mossel Bay?
Well, besides our volunteer community projects like the cleanups that we have regularly, we collect bottle tops for upcycling into wheelchairs, of which to date we've collected over 6 tons. We started a food garden at a local creche in last Mandela Day. We've taken responsibility of the Volvidance Dam hiking trail, which we have started to clear of aliens, as well as just maintain the trail.
Just 1 second. Who's we?
We are the community. The community, we are a bunch of volunteers. We don't get paid for what we do. We just go out there and assume responsibility because we are part of the environment, and the part of the environment is management.
Management and respect for what you've got, and the hope that it is going to remain that way and improve. Am I right?
Yes. So besides the little projects that we do, there's big things that I'm trying to push for the future. The Groeperak Dune Strand Fault is at the moment critically endangered and the verge of going extinct. So I'm trying to push very hard through the municipality to get areas within Groeperak zoned specifically for conservation. Then we also are blessed in Groeperak to have a nice portion of salt marsh, which I'm also trying to push for conservation status, because without, what I believe is, without conservation status, we're sitting at a point of what if. And instead of what if, we need a different decision and a commitment.
You don't want to change the world. You know you can't change the world, but you can change the world around you. Is that right?
Yes, I believe that we won't save the planet. The planet doesn't need saving. That is, for me, quite a narcissistic way of looking at the human position on the planet. What I do believe is that humans and people, we're in a position that we can do things better. So instead of saving our planet, I think we should be saving our place in it.
We're not going to stop here. We're going to carry on just after the break, and we are going to continue with the philosophy that Scott has and his vision for the future in the environment.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Scott, you are not only chairperson of the Groeperak Bavaria, the Great Brak Bavaria, but you're also on the board of the Mossel Bay Conservancy Forum, which is an NPC, a non-profit organization. Tell us a little bit about the NPC and what they do.
The NPC is still new and still in what I deem as the growth and development phase. The NPC is forming an umbrella within the local conservancies within the area. I mean, Groeperak is not the only conservancy in the area doing good work. We've got Fransman's Hook Conservancy. We've got Donner Bay Conservancy. But then we've also got areas outside of conservancies which do need environmental awareness and importance. So the NPC, well, I see it as a umbrella which forms a network,
yeah,
as well as a overarching eye of support.
Yeah, that network is very important because, you know, I always say a net works. Why does a net work? A net is just a bunch of holes. But if you tie them together, then you, and the smaller the holes are, the more you'll catch in that net. That's why a net works. And it's very important, and it's a very good initiative from the council to take this, which is basically also privately driven.
At the moment, as I say, we're still in foundation phase. It was pushed through and developed by the council, which we're very grateful for. I'm glad you mentioned networking, because on the weekend we had quite a big successful networking event, expo at the Mossel Bay Town Hall, where a few conservancies and other environmental organization-based groups came together to not only expose themselves to the public and draw the public's interest in, but also it formed a good place for the organizations to just network within, amongst themselves. Because I think often we operate in silos,
yeah,
and to be able to come together underneath the umbrella of the NPC is very, very helpful.
Yeah, I was there, and it looked, I mean, the exhibition and what you guys were presenting was fantastic. But what I found a little bit lacking was the fact that there were too many events in Mossel Bay at the same time. Maybe next time that the NPC do something like this, that's just my suggestion, is that you get schools involved to come in there, that because the youth is very important in the conservation of our future. Am I right?
100% right. I think with any first event, there are always things that we can learn and take away. There's already been discussions that perhaps the next event should be held at the point, so which is in a public area.
Yeah.
So instead of waiting for the public to come to you,
you go to the public. Yeah, fantastic.
SFM, maak elke dag een goed voel dag.
Yeah, we're ending our program today, Kus Tot Krein, every Thursday at 11:30, and we're having a discussion with Scott Thompson, chair of the Great Brak Bavaria. Scott, to end our program, how do you see the future? There's going to be a International Coastal Cleanup Day on the 20th of September, I see. Have you got any plans for that? I see coastal cleanup as a daily thing, but anyway, you tell us what you have in mind.
Yes, International Coastal Cleanup Day is a big day on the international environmental calendar. It is not only a day for people to get involved with cleaning, but it is a massive, massive day for spreading awareness and spreading the responsibility, as Avi say, that looking after the environment is not just a calendar day, but an everyday thing.
Yeah, it must be every day. And that is why we have conservancies and the people that care. I also think that businesses that utilize the coastal front or the front of any environmentally sensitive area as a lure to get people there to come and support them, that they have a responsibility to see whatever the little piece of coast, a little piece of a riverbank they can adopt, that they do so.
The adoption of the environment by local businesses, I would encourage completely. Not only because it will create a beautiful setting and scenery for your establishment, but it installs a sense of responsibility within the local community, that the local economy is based off the health of the environment.
Yeah, and they're putting something back. Now, that the same principle applies to, let's say, the Bochoms Bay Ratepayers Association, a little bit of beach there, and the Frans van Schaick Conservancy and Vlees Bay, a little bit of beach, and Springer Bay, a little bit of beach. That principle should apply to all people that use the coast and any environmentally sensitive area for their benefit.
100%. And if we can take it into the context of International Coastal Cleanup Day, these establishments, conservancies, RPAs, local buurtwachten, they can all get involved. They all have a place under the sun when it comes to International Coastal Cleanup Day, and we would love to have them involved. If they would like to adopt their local beach, we'll happily supply them the bags. All we need is the active people on the ground.
Okay, if anybody wants to get involved, and we suggest that everybody that listens here should somehow get involved, Muni Warini Watchnet, just contact Scott at the Groot Brak Bavaria. Scott, can you give us a website or a telephone number?
It is the GBRConservancy@gmail.com. People are free to abuse my email as long as they're happy to get involved with International Coastal Cleanup Day. I'd love to have anybody's involvement.
Scott Thompson of Groot Brak, thank you very much for your dedication. A man that hasn't allowed his physical disability to be a break on his mental capacity.
Thank you, Fred.
Kom spandeer 'n paar dae hier tussen die alwyne, melkhoute, noemnoems en kapokbos. Net 'n paar tree van een van die mooiste en veiligste strande in die tuinroete. Die Ekohuisies bied eenvoudige luksheid, ideaal vir paartjies en klein gesinne. Geniet 'n braai by die kaggels of onder die lapas, nes in die ou dae. Net 30 km van Mossel Bay, diskant Vlees Bay en naby Fransmanshoek. tennis, sauna en muurbal. Dis by die Sandpiper Sportcentrum. Besoek www.sandpiper.co.za of WhatsApp ons by 082-550-4788. Sandpiper, natuurlik betowerend.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.